The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
WWTC Minneapolis St. Paul. FM 107.5 K298CO Minneapolis. Fueled by Lucky's Station.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump, in the midst of his three-day state visit to Japan, complimenting his hosts on their economic progress.
The United States and Japan are two of the largest economies in the world. You're right there. You're doing fantastically well. I was looking very closely on the ride over at some of the numbers being produced in Japan, and you're doing great.
Mr. Trump spoke at a reception with Japanese and American business leaders at the U.S. ambassador's residence in Tokyo. The speaking was aired on Fox News Channel. The president says the U.S. and Japan are hard at work negotiating a bilateral trade agreement, but is pointing to the gap. It's graduation day at West Point. Vice President Mike Pence had the honors of addressing the nearly 1,000 newest second lieutenants in the U.S. Army. This is SRN News.
He served as deputy assistant to President Trump, and today he's a national radio host. But his beginnings were far more humble as his parents escaped a communist dictatorship. Sebastian Gorka exemplifies the American dream. Be inspired by his story at our exclusive event, Dive In, Dinner and Discussion with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Reserve your seats at am1280thepatriot.com. This event is supported by Closet and Storage Concepts.
Hour 2 of the Narn with special guest host Lee Michaels is coming up next. But first, just a reminder that Dive In, Dinner and Discussion with Dr. Sebastian Gorka still has tickets available. No seating at the Narn table, no surprise. But check out our website, am1280thepatriot.com, for more details how you could join this awesome event. Now here's a look at your weather for the rest of the day. Mostly sunny, a high of 71, leading into a beautiful Memorial Sunday, sunny and a high of 76.
This is the Northern Alliance Radio Network, the longest-running conservative talk show in the Twin Cities.
It's great to be back in Minnesota today.
Political analysis of the good, the bad, and the outright crazy. Now, here's your headline act, Mitch Bird.
Lee Michaels in for the headliner, Mitch Bird, on assignment today. Maybe he's enjoying a really nice weekend. It's about time we have, at least, as Meatloaf said, two out of three ain't bad.
We'll take it, especially in Minnesota.
Because we've got some rain rolling in for Memorial Day. But we'll make the most of today and tomorrow because that's what we do here in Minnesota. I just can't wait. We need to string together more than 2 days of 70-degree weather.
Yeah, I agree. I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah, I want to have that week of sunshine. I can't even mow my lawn because I've got standing water still.
Oh, really?
In my yard.
Yeah, it's wet out there still.
And we're getting more on Memorial Day. And again, if you're enjoying time with family and friends this weekend, I hope you take a moment and remember to honor the men and women who sacrificed so much that allows us the freedom, liberty that we have in this great nation. To me, when you see the flags half-staff or you drive past the cemeteries and flags adorning, you do need to take time to pause and remember. Many of us have family members that have served. It gives us a great opportunity to honor them as well. It's nice having the three-day weekend. It's nice to get out and grill and open up the cabin and all the other things we do here on this official, unofficial start to summer. But do remember the sacrifices made by those that have been defending and upholding the Constitution that we, most of us, hold so dear. I won't say all of us because it seems like there are those that want to do away with the Constitution. We got to get rid of the Second Amendment. We got to get rid of, we can trample on the Fourth Amendment. Freedom of speech, Well, if it's not my kind of speech, then it must be hate speech. So we gotta limit that. We need to do away with the Electoral College. So we do face some uphill battles.
That's why we have great programs like this, Lee, to fight those idiotic thoughts.
Yeah, I know. It gets frustrating at times. Just when I think it's all over, there are some good things that come out, and through this legislative session too. All the stuff done at the last minute, knowing we stopped the gas tax, although the budget increased by 6%, not a good thing. That means more money out of our pockets to run the state. But the good thing too, knowing that the Second Amendment was upheld, that we were able to defeat the red flag and the expanded background checks portions of those, and so much more. So. 651-289-4488, our number 651-289-4488. If you're unfamiliar with me, I'm a operations manager here at the station. Been a long, long time since I've actually hosted a program here on the Narn.
Yeah, I was going to ask, how long has it been?
I bet you it's been 4 years, maybe, give or take. Yeah, probably at least that. A lot of times with the remotes or things, or I step in, or
Holes for Heroes,
co-hosts that have been around, to actually just take the show over, it's kind of few and far between. Normally, Mitch and Brad swap weekends if they can, and occasionally we bring in a guest host, and I normally try to defer to that first, but when Mitch kind of let us know, sort of last minute. Probably midweek, that he wasn't going to be able to do it. And I thought, it's a holiday weekend, and it's trying to find somebody is a little tough. So one person I asked wasn't able to do it. They were out of town. So I thought, I'll just step in and do it myself.
Very noble of you, Lee.
I know. And then I saw the forecast and went, what was I thinking?
Best of, you were thinking? Or?
Yeah, I'm ready to throw the best of on now. But I'd already had all my guests lined up. Coming up the bottom half of the hour, Peter Johnson from Archway Defense will join us. A lot to cover there. One thing I want to mention, some of the issues when I see what's happening here in the country and here in the state of Minnesota, and the stance on life, and to me that seems one of the most basic things that we should all be able to agree upon is life. Our founding documents talk about that, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We're not guaranteed happiness. We're guaranteed the pursuit of it, but we're guaranteed liberties, individual freedoms. And we're also guaranteed life. And again, those come from our Creator, not from man. And it's some of the brilliance of our founding fathers. And we see this big pushback on life. There's a story just out about in Canada, how the two largest film companies up there are not going to play the movie Unplanned, a movie that has done over $18 million here in the U.S. Most people said it would do $3 million. It doubled that its first weekend. But this whole freedom of speech, they don't want to let the other side be heard. And it's a scary thing, a scary precedent, and it's something that we are facing here. And when we talk about standing up for life, and the abortion issue comes up quite frequently, we've been able to partner with a ministry called Preborn. And any of us who know that one of the number one things that helps a woman who is maybe contemplating an abortion to choose life is when she sees that ultrasound, hears the heartbeat of her unborn child. And Preborn is a wonderful organization that provides free ultrasounds. It's just $28. And you have an opportunity to partner with us in Preborn right now. And for a one-time gift of $28, you can provide that ultrasound that will help a woman choose life. The number 833-850-BABY, 833-850-2229. The great thing is 100% of that $28 gift goes directly to the ultrasound. So they do fundraising other ways to pay for the administrative costs, but know that 100% of that $28 gift goes directly to providing that ultrasound for that woman. You're the first person to help them introduce that mother to their unborn child with the picture of an ultrasound. That's the first picture that almost all of us have of our kids is that ultrasound photo. And you can be a part of that right now, 833-850-BABY, 833-850-2229. And make your gift, a $140 gift, provide five ultrasounds. It's an amazing group. They've been around, I think it's 10 or 11 years, and working right here in our own backyard here across the country, saving the lives of children. And it's a great organization. It's a great way to have a sense. One of the neat things, too, if you provide the ultrasound, they'll if you would like, and with the approval of the mother, they'll send you a picture of that ultrasound that you provide. Pretty cool. So if you are so led and you think about it, pray about it. Again, it's not about how much, it's about how many. How many of us will just participate? If you stand for life and you want to make a difference, you can do so with that gift of preborn. 833-850-BABY is the number, 833-850-2229. It's a tax-deductible gift. 100% of that $28 gift goes directly, 100% of your $28 gift provides that ultrasound. They don't take anything off for that. They do their fundraising and all the other things and other avenues. So be confident that your gift goes to do just that. That $140 gift will do five, $280 will do 10. It's easy to do the math. You get the point. And I appreciate you just giving me a couple minutes to talk about what preborn does, the amazing things that they do. They provided, I think it was over 35,000 ultrasounds last year alone. 25,000 women chose life. It's an amazing thing. Over 25,000 children saved because of somebody generous like you making a gift of $28 to provide an ultrasound for a woman who is contemplating abortion and choosing life. 833-850-BABY is the number, 833-850-2229. You can call now and make your gift. So thanks for indulging us here and thinking about that gift to preborn. I know there's a lot of things going on. It's a busy weekend. Nice day. Maybe you're getting some yard work done. Maybe you're, you know, getting together with family and friends at the cabin, however you're listening, whether it's on the radio, on our mobile app, streaming us through TuneIn or iHeartRadio in the West Metro, 107.5 FM. The FM translator is great. If you're especially on the west side of town, Robbinsdale, Plymouth, Crystal, New Hope, St. Louis Park, parts of Maple Grove, you can tune us in 107.5 FM. A great way to listen. And thanks for sharing us, too. The nice thing is about the mobile app and tune in to iHeartRadio, wherever you happen to be, you can listen to know when we travel. Now with most cars, you can Bluetooth or use the aux jack. You just plug it right in, and away you go. You can listen driving halfway across the country to all your favorite programs, just like the Northern Alliance Radio Network. And looking forward for the Gorka event. And pretty cool that the Narn Table, the last few events we've had, have sold out right away. You get a chance to sit with Mitch Berg, Brad Carlson, and King Banyan. Although this time around for the Gorka event, table sold out once again. So appreciate that. Look forward to seeing everybody there. Get your dinner ticket for that. It's Saturday, June 15th, 651-289-4499, 651-289-4488, our number. Get messed up on the old show from depending on what station we're doing. Let's run to the phones before we go to break. Go to Bob in Shoreview. Hey, Bob, welcome to the Northern Lines Radio Network.
Hi, Lee. I don't know if I've ever told you before, but my wife and I lost the baby. She was born 3 months premature. And I called last week. I think I talked to Brad about it, but she lived for 2 hours, and we got to hold her right before she died, and she reached up and grabbed my thumb with her tiny fingers.
Yeah.
And, you know, I knew that was a fully formed human being, and, you know, to think that they're putting an end to their lives 3 months later than that, that's hard for me to grasp, you know.
It is really tough. I know. I mean, I'm adopted. I've shared my story before. My brother, my two sisters, all adopted. You know, I was pre Roe v. Wade. And, you know, you think about what would happen and what happens to a lot of these children who never have the opportunity for that. You know, I often say the choice that's made, you know, happened 9 months, 8 months, 7 months, 6 months, 4 months before, you know, or earlier. And in a situation like yours, Bob, you know, it's so tragic because there are families just like you who have preborn children, and they do so many things and fight to keep them alive. And many now with the technology do survive. And to think that other people are choosing to terminate a life when there are so many people who would love to have a child like that. And I know that's it's a tough thing to talk about, Bob, and I appreciate you sharing that.
Yeah, sure. I'm glad to.
Yeah. It's always good to hear from you, Bob. I appreciate you listening.
Thanks, Lee.
All right. God bless you, my friend. 651-289-4488. Lee Michaels in here on the Northern Alliance Radio Network, sitting in for the headliner, Mitch Berg. We'll run to break. Get your comments and questions, too, as the Northern Alliance Radio Network continues on AM 1280 The Patriot and online at am1280thepatriot.com.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
The National Guard for me was a perfect fit. I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I want to be a part of something bigger than myself. I didn't find that in the normal day-to-day life. I didn't find that working behind a desk. I realized being hands-on and being a soldier was something that would keep me active, keep me outside, keep me in that team environment that I craved and that I needed so much. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake. I wanted to be in Boise, Idaho. I wanted to be home. The National Guard gave me the opportunity to stay right where I was, serve my country and my community, and it was the best of both worlds. I grew up flying bush planes in Alaska with my dad. I was fortunate enough to get my pilot's license. I wanted to be in helicopters. I wanted to be a crew chief. The Army National Guard gave me a chance to fly helicopters now instead of fixed-wing aircraft.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Minnesota Army National Guard. Aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Here's why. Dish has the nation's lowest TV price, along with an award-winning DVR that can skip commercials, record 8 shows at once, and get access to thousands of movies at your fingertips. Cable simply can't even compare. So the smart choice is to cut the cable and get Dish. Plus, you get all these great TV features, free HD DVR upgrade, free installation, and free movie channels. Say goodbye to cable and get more with Dish TV. 800-293-0328, 800-293-0328. As an added bonus, you can switch to Dish Now and receive a $50 Visa gift card. So call now and get Dish TV. Call 800-293-0328, 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328. Limited time offer, 24-month commitment and credit qualification required. Cancellation fee, monthly equipment fees, and other restrictions apply. Promotion can change at any time.
We're back. We're live here on AM 1280 The Patriot Intelligent Radio. Lee Michaels in for the headliner, Mitch Berg, on the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Saturday, June 15th, our dive-in event with Dr. Gorka at the Minnesota Zoo, Discovery Bay, underwater with the sharks and the jellyfish and all that. A great, unique venue. Trying something a little different. All tickets are dinner tickets. Our meet and greet, I believe, has one seat left as of yesterday when I left. Maybe sold out, but now the Narn table sold out, as we've talked about. Gorka's table sold out. But you can still get your dinner ticket and come join us. Thanks to Closet and Storage Concepts for helping to support this great event Saturday, June 15th. We'll hope to see you there. And get your tickets now, am1280thepatriot.com. Peter Johnson from Archway Defense will join us in the bottom half of our last couple segments of the program. So hope you stick around for that. You know, this Gorka event, it's kind of funny. We've received a little pushback from those on the left who are upset that we would host an event at the Minnesota Zoo, or that the zoo would even do that. And they've been, you know, pretty vocal about that, which is really strange. Again, I think that's a stark difference between those on the left and those on the right. We understand liberty. We understand freedom and business for people to choose what they want to do. And, you know, we rent venues and places like that. And we've seen this so many times where a conservative goes someplace and they get shouted down. I mean, on college campuses, that happens, has happened a lot. But even in some of these things where conservatives want to host an event, or a candidate wants to host an event at a restaurant or something, and they say, nope, we don't want you here, we don't want to serve you. And again, we live in a country that allows people to do that, and that's fine. And if they don't do it, fine, we'll take our business elsewhere. You know, I don't see anybody on the right out there saying, I'm never going to attend an event at the XL Energy Center because Michelle Obama spoke there. We're all smart enough to understand that they just rented that venue to do that. It doesn't have to speak to the politics of that said venue, and many places do that. Hotel ballrooms, just because there are hotel ballrooms that have hosted the conservative event and a liberal event, opposite nights, different nights, same night, same. It has nothing to do with the political affiliation of said business in a lot of instances. So I find it very interesting that people would be upset that we would do an event at the zoo. People who've never even listened to the radio station, that first and foremost, that's the whole thing. They're pushing some leftist agenda, and then would try to squelch, you know, an event happening. Again, speaks to where they stand on freedom of speech. Are they so afraid of conservative ideas or even having a conversation about them that they need to shut it down or prevent something from happening? I think it's very telling about what we experience. And I think many of us have seen that on a daily basis. I mean, I don't really know any of my conservative friends who have unfriended their liberal friends on social media, but I know a handful of liberals who have unfriended conservatives. It's like they don't even want to see or understand the other side. I like having that conversation. I'm not afraid to have that conversation. You know, I read a lot of different sources and some of them left. I'm curious to see where they stand from. It helps me better frame my conversation or support of a side if I can understand what the other side is doing. What do they feel? What are they actually saying about Second Amendment issues? What are they saying about life issues? What are they saying about tax issues and healthcare issues? I'm not afraid. I'll engage anybody in a conversation. I may not be the most learned on every subject, but I'll go out and do that research. I'll be honest if I don't know. But do you find that to be true in your circle? One of those things that it still shocks me that people would want to shout down the other side. Agree or disagree? 651-289-4488, 651-289-4488. You know, I don't like a lot of the, you know, most of my friends and media friends are definitely left. You know, I spent plenty of time in music radio where I was the company I worked for. There were about three or four of us that were conservatives out of 250-odd employees. At least we're outspoken about our conservative values. But, you know, it's the world that, you know, in the media where I was running circles, many of them still friends of mine. And I hear their different viewpoints, and we definitely have some discussions. But it's just frustrating at times that many don't even want to engage in that conversation. And it's sad because I think most of us will be intellectually honest and have that discussion. 651-289-4488. You know, another discussion to have, we were at the big 50th birthday bash for the closer, Brad Carlson, last night. Had a great time. And when I got there, Terminator N, no Twins game was on the TV there, although the closer was wearing his Twins jersey. I said, why isn't the game on? He said, they're already behind. I said, yeah, well, got to give him a chance to hit.
Typical Minnesota fan.
A few home runs.
Yep.
And then he turned it on. And right after he turned it on was when they started knocking the ball around. And, you know, next it was 4-1, 4-2, 4-4, and then it just went up from there. I know you're a big sports fanatic. Have you been watching a lot of the Twins this year?
Yeah, just mainly in amazement because I don't think in my lifetime I've seen a power-hitting team like this.
Nobody has.
It's because incredible.
Not only are they power-hitting, but they're still playing small ball.
Yeah.
And last night's game was a great. It was two runs, three runs. But they were guys on first and second, knocking them around. Then somebody would hit a home run, and then they'd get on base again, knock a few runs in. Somebody would hit a home run. They're leading, I mean, if I can't remember, I don't even know where it was because this was a couple of days ago, leading the league in batting average, leading. They're the fastest team to, is it five home runs or more in a game? They've done that, what, seven times already this year?
Yeah, and they just broke some record. Yes, I can't remember if it was fastest to 50 home runs.
Fastest to 100. Last night they hit 100.
Yeah.
And I think they're the fastest team to 100.
It's incredible.
In Minnesota, we've never seen a power hitting team. I think ever, maybe Harmon Killebrew days.
Well, yeah.
But still nothing like it is now.
And it's exciting, but I still have that inner, is this about to drop? Is it too good to be true?
But at what, 8-10 games ahead we are in the Central, you would have to have a monumental collapse to give up 10 games.
And I still think we might make some moves for some pitching, some relievers, because we're still struggling a little bit.
I worry a little bit about our... Yeah. About the bullpen to a degree. We hope we have some good prospects coming up. But they just seem to be playing so loose.
It's fun to watch. I went to a game there a couple weeks ago, and it's a different atmosphere in the ballpark already.
Oh, absolutely. And people are coming up to see them. And especially now that, I mean, I think one of the reasons, even though they were playing so well in April and early May, the weather, nobody wants to, you know, take the kids and sit in the stands when it's 50 degrees and overcast or wet.
Yeah.
Because all it's going to be, when can we go home? That, you know, you want to go on a day like today, mid 70s, sun shining.
Yeah, the day I went, it was a little rainy and cold. And even I, who is a sports fan, middle of the game, was like, you know, we could leave early.
Anytime. Yeah, they're probably going to win it. But I just, it's uncomfortable. So I definitely think, even though they're playing so well and they were trying to wonder why they were struggling with attendance, weather had a big thing to do with it.
Yeah, look at the stands right now. It looks packed. It looks fun.
Yeah, very contagious. The guys are playing loose.
Yeah.
It's been fun to watch.
Yeah, summer's a lot more enjoyable when the Twins are playing well.
Yeah, look at that. It's got to be a near sellout today.
Oh,
look at that.
Yeah, it's packed.
Yeah, it'll be the same thing
tomorrow. Yep.
When you've got beautiful weather and the hottest team in baseball.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's been a long time since we've seen something like this. I hope they're just able to continue to play.
Be fun.
Loose, and it looks like they're having a blast out there.
Yeah, it does look different. The whole team looks different.
Yeah, yeah. And Phil, you know, you start to wonder, you know, what Maurer is thinking. He's just stayed one more season.
I know,
season.
He could have, yeah.
just maybe he should have played one more.
You can always come back, maybe. I don't know how that works.
But. Yeah, it's possible. Bring him in for a game or two, just to,
down the stretch here.
But he had a good run. But it's a fun thing to watch. All right. We'll head to break here coming up, but we'll be joined with Peter Johnson from Archway Defense. We get into the final couple segments of the Northern Alliance Radio Network. It's Lee Michaels in for the headliner, Mitch Berg. The closer, Brad Carlson, tomorrow, 1 to 3. Of course, if you ever miss any portion of the Narn, you can always podcast it at AM1280ThePatriot.com. And don't forget, get your tickets for Dr. Gorka. It's Saturday, June 15th. Tickets are going quickly. Get them before they sell out. Go to AM1280ThePatriot.com to get yours now.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
Hi, Hugh Hewitt here for PatriotMobile.com. Go and sign up today at PatriotMobile.com/Hugh, and I'll tell you why. You can support your values with veteran-led Patriot Mobile, America's only conservative cell phone company, providing reliable, indeed crystal-clear nationwide coverage, the same coverage you get with AT&T, Verizon, all of them. It's very easy to switch to Patriot Mobile. You keep your same phone number, you bring your own device, or you buy a new one. You enjoy no hidden fees, no roaming fees, no liberal agenda. And Patriot Mobile, more than $2 million have already been used to support your constitutional rights. Imagine what we could do with you on our side when you switch to Patriot Mobile. With unlimited talk and text plans starting as low as $25 a month, don't wait. Visit PatriotMobile.com/Hugh. That's PatriotMobile.com/Hugh. Join me. I've got my Patriot Mobile phone right here. Join me and stop the left. Switch to PatriotMobile.com today. We need you now more than ever. Visit PatriotMobile.com/Hugh.
Why do so many people think the Bible, the most influential book in world history, is outdated? Why do friends and neighbors dismiss the Bible as irrelevant, immoral, or irrational? In Dennis Prager's new book, The Rational Bible, Genesis, Dennis shows that the Bible is still powerfully relevant to today's issues. Go to AM1280ThePatriot.com and click on Fan Club to register to win a copy of The Rational Bible, Genesis.
Step into Chet's Shoes this season for a variety of men's and women's work and recreational footwear.
Our store features safety toes and regular toes, as well as Keen hiking boots and New Balance walking and running shoes.
Think steel toe boots are too heavy?
Check out our lightweight safety toe footwear.
Don't let spring showers get in the way of work or play this season.
Make sure your feet are protected with durable waterproof boots.
Stop in to see us in Columbia Heights and shop ChetShoes.com.
If the shoe fits, you've been to Chet's.
Beautiful afternoon. Glad you're taking time to be with us here on the Northern Alliance Radio Network. 651-289-4488, our number. It's the it's Lee Michaels in for the headliner, Mitch Berg, on assignment. Brad Carlson, the closer, be here tomorrow, 1 to 3. Get your tickets for a Gorka Vet 2 at AM1280ThePatriot.com. Peter Johnson from Archway Defense, a great friend of the Northern Alliance, joins us now. Hey, Peter, glad to have you on the show. Is that Peter? Did we lose Peter?
He says he's on. He must not be.
All right. Let's go to Mark in Minneapolis first. Mark, welcome to the Northern Alliance.
Lee Michaels, you share a name with a sort of a famous rock and roller from the 70s, huh?
You know what I mean?
That B3, that beautiful B3 you played?
Yeah, yeah. It's Same name, different guy.
I got it. The problem we're having, as I see it, is that, like, the new wave of the real liberals that are being cast as conservatives today, all these voices out there have created their own lexicon.
Yeah.
And the people on the other side that aren't really on the other side don't understand that lexicon.
Yeah.
So when we're trying to get through to these people, when we're trying to red pill our friends, they get very confused because they don't understand the language.
Mm-hmm.
And so I really think that's the big thing we have to conquer in this fight, in this culture war.
Yeah, I would agree 100% with that. We need to the way we frame our arguments, that the relationship, the way we would deal with it. It's not always easy, but we definitely have to stick to our guns and stand our ground. Hey, appreciate the call, Mark.
Hey, one more thing.
Sure.
As most of us from like kindergarten through college, I was raised by leftists.
Mm-hmm.
Communists, you name it. I had them all. A lot of great people, a lot of brilliant people. But I never bought into it. I'm an artist. I'm self-employed. It's about being creative, running a company, being independent. And these are all things that are what conservatism stands for.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of people like me. It's really strange because maybe I'm into it. You know, I see the world a little bit through a different kind of lens in the city than maybe a lot of the listeners. But you would be shocked how many writers and painters and sculptors and musicians are a part of this.
Yeah.
I think that the conservative movement here and nationally is missing out. Major figures like this Sabo guy that's doing all the posters out in L.A.,
mm-hmm.
billboard art.
Yep.
He's one of them. And I'm a part of that world, too. And I think it's a real untapped resource. And we try to get through, but anyways.
Hey,
that's
great,
what I have for you.
Great point. I appreciate it, Mark. Thanks for listening. 651-289-4488. I think we've reconnected now with Peter Johns from Archway Defense. Hey, Peter, welcome to the show.
Lee, as always, thanks for having me.
I appreciate it. Thanks for being patient. Again, thank you for what you do. And for people who aren't familiar, with Archway Defense, you're a sponsored shooter. You do so much to train our law enforcement, both state, local, and federal.
Correct. Yeah, we travel the country for our industry sponsors, being JP Rifles, actually a Minnesota-based rifle company, and Heckler & Koch for handguns. But we travel the entire country training law enforcement from the smallest departments you've seen to even in January, we're training Border Patrol along the southern border on weapons training and active shooter response.
And that is one of the things. I mean, it's sad to see that we live in a state like this. When I say state, don't mean the state of Minnesota, but where those types of things happen. And we need to be diligent about our training and understanding of these issues. And there are threats. We talked about this before many times. We have to understand that evil does exist. And when you do that and understand that bad things happen to good people and bad people do bad things, we need to be vigilant even in our daily lives.
Yeah, without a doubt. And I know we've been on the show together and chatted about this, but the key element of what we're seeing in the world is, unfortunately, it's not new. There is evil in the world, and there's, by evil, I mean people willing to attack innocent individuals, groups, with the sole intent of killing as many of them as possible. I don't know how else to describe that other than evil.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been a battle that's happened throughout history. The problem is now we're just hearing more of it because we're in a 24-hour news cycle from a global perspective. So we always hear about when something happens.
Yeah, and even here in our backyard, I was watching this past week a news story of It was like 8 to 10 teens. I believe they're Somali, you know, wielding hammers and threatening people. I think it was along the light rail. And it's really funny because most of the news sources I was finding on this were actually some of Salem's own on a national side. Was very hard to find information about this, even on the local level, which to me, again, is, and I know you've done some research on this. You've got a counterterrorism, you know, background as well. But what do you know about some of this case?
So when we initially heard, we'll take the Minnesota multiple likely juvenile teens with impact weapons, whether they were hammers or pipes, baseball bats, whatever they were. But it was a group of 8 to 10 of them. Initially, when we heard it, it came on a national platform, bearingarms.com.
Mm-hmm.
Well, being there, you should have a healthy skepticism, regardless of what the news source is. So we put it out there to our Facebook group and said, hey, does anyone know about this? Can we confirm it? Well, we started digging and found people that were listening to the police scanners online, and they were posting in real time when it happened. So we found a couple different independent sources that verified that this incident did take place. And then we naturally, because we train with law enforcement constantly, we called some people in law enforcement and asked, hey, was this real? We don't want to be putting out any misinformation. And in fact, it was real. There was a swarm-style group, 8 to 10 Somali males, that were chasing people around with impact weapons. Some people said hammers, some people said pipes. We'll just call it an impact weapon, and chasing people through the light rail. When we dug into it, the most disconcerting thing was we heard from our law enforcement partners that it's more common than what we've heard on the local news. So this wasn't the first time. It won't be the last time, unfortunately. But it's a common theme for some of the Somali street gang level.
And that is, it's and that type of thing for a lot of people, me included, is a dangerous situation when you find yourself not with just one person attacking you, but multiple people, because it creates a whole different scenario that a lot of people don't think about or even train for.
Yeah, most of the self-defense training and mindset pieces is the classic, you're walking down a dark alley and somebody attacks you.
Yeah.
Well, with the active threat training going out there, the statistically, most active threats, whether they're with a knife or a gun, if it's an active threat with a firearm, most of them are individuals.
Mm-hmm.
The St. Cloud attack, where I believe he had a knife and he was going around stabbing people.
Yeah.
I believe it was St. Cloud Mall.
Yep.
Attack. Well, that solo individual attacking as many innocent people as they could. And that was stopped, obviously, by the lawfully armed citizen stepping in. Well, the danger is what happens when there's two or three people in a coordinated attack, like what we saw at the light rail just a couple days ago.
Yeah.
That, from a tactic standpoint, that changes a lot of how the individual who's looking at personal protection can and should respond.
Right. And that's something that, again, comes with training and mindset, but how do people help? You know, part of that is the situation awareness and understanding where you are. Is there a good way to help avoid something like that before it could become confrontational?
Yeah, the being aware of your surroundings, naturally, it's common sense to most people, but in a digital age of nonstop cell phone and social media, most people, when you walk around the streets, you're seeing them buried in their phone. We all get caught up in it, whether it's social media or texting. So when you're out in an unfamiliar place, or in semi-familiar in public, just take a second before you pick up your phone, before you answer that text. It can wait 10 seconds while you look around and say, is everything around me normal right now? Well, if you see a group of eight individuals with pipes in their hands, well, naturally, that's a pretty unusual circumstance for a mall or a light rail transit stop or a bus stop.
Right.
And basically, anything outside of a construction site, that's a pretty rare occurrence. So having the discipline to give yourself just those 5 to 10 seconds to look around and say, where am I and what's around me? Is anything out of place?
And it's a simple thing to do and a simple thing to be aware of. Jen, we're joined with Peter Johnson from Archway Defense, 651-289-4488, 651-289-4488. If you've got a question or comment, we'll head to break here. We'll come back, Peter. Want to, again, thank you for what you do to help train our law enforcement, military, both local, state, and federal level to help keep them safe. But also, what are some of the things that you see? We talk about some of these counterterrorism things, things along our border that we should be aware of, or things that we can do to help keep ourselves safe, even here on the streets in the Twin Cities. More Northern Alliance Radio Network coming up here on AM 1280 The Patriot.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the Memorial Day sale at Ace. The best time to buy the latest grills from our exclusive lineup of premium brands like Weber, Traeger, and more. Get free assembly, free delivery, and free fuel on our top grills and accessories $3.99 and up from our store right to your door. Don't miss the Memorial Day sale happening now only at Ace.
Offer valid for Ace Rewards members through May 31st. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions. Propane tank not included.
As leftist waves of false accusations, radical policy, and fake news continue to crash on shore, it's up to us to prevent our American values from eroding away. Join us in keeping the Twin Cities right and welcoming to town our newest on-air host. Dive In, Dinner and Discussion with Dr. Sebastian Gorka is a one-of-a-kind event at Minnesota Zoo's gorgeous Discovery Bay. A unique space surrounded by a million gallons of water full of jellyfish, sharks, and all sorts of sea life. Immerse yourself in intelligent conversation about the heated 2020 presidential race, Dr. Gorka's time on staff at the White House, religious liberty, and much more. Dive In, Dinner and Discussion with Dr. Sebastian Gorka arrives at port on Saturday, June 15th. This is an exclusive event, and seating is limited. Swim over to AM1280ThePatriot.com today.
Hi, this is Terry Sandvold, CEO of Sandvold Financial Group and host of Money Talks. Sandvold Financial Group would like to help provide the sturdy foundation for your financial future. We want you to plan for tomorrow today. Give us a call to attend an upcoming seminar at 952-544-2837. That's 952-544-2837. Or go to helpmeterry.com to set up a no-cost financial review today.
Registered representative of and independent of Questar Capital Corporation. Member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Questar Asset Management.
Hi, John Wichko here. As the owner of Advantage Auto Glass, I'd like to invite you to finally get that chipped or cracked windshield fixed right the first time. Here are just some of the advantages of using Advantage Auto Glass. Advantage number one, we're locally owned, Minnesota through and through. Our corporate headquarters are not in Philadelphia. Advantage number two, we're family owned. If you have a problem, you talk to me, the owner. Advantage number three, we're a preferred shop for all major insurance companies. So just tell your insurance agent you want to work with Advantage Auto Glass, or better yet, call us direct and we'll handle it for you. Call Advantage Auto Glass today at 952-423-6396 and we'll replace your windshield with only the highest quality parts and adhesives. And don't forget, you can schedule your appointment on our website at replacemywindshield.com. That's replacemywindshield.com.
For chips, nicks, or cracks, call Advantage Auto Glass.
It's Lee Michaels in for the headliner, Mitch Berg, here on the Northern Alliance Radio Network on AM 1280 The Patriot. 651-289-4488, the number. The show's podcastable, too. Stick around for the closer, Brad Carlson, tomorrow, 1 to 3 here on the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Get your tickets for our dive-in event with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. That's coming up Saturday, June 15th. AM1280ThePatriot.com has your tickets. Thanks to Closet and Storage Concepts for helping support this great event. And joining us is Peter Johnson with Archway Defense, counterterrorism expert, does training for state and federal and local law enforcement and agencies, done stuff along the border and helping keep our law enforcement and military safe. Does a lot of active shooter training as well, and has some great sponsors. One of them, a local company here, JP Rifles, that helps you out with all this.
Yeah, JP has been a title sponsor of our law enforcement training for a couple of years now. Just a brilliant company, and they've been in the AR-15 realm. If you're listening to enough news cycles, depending on what side it leans, the AR-15 platform has taken a lot of abuse. But they make sporting rifles for the competition circuit. So most of the top AR-15 shooters in the world either shoot JP rifles or JP components in the rifle.
Yeah.
But they also make a law enforcement line, and that's they provide the law enforcement rifles for us to go around and train cops at, like you said, state, local, federal SWAT teams.
Yeah.
All over the country.
Yeah. It's wonderful stuff. And there's so many things. You know, what do we see? I was reading some stories. I mean, different ways that people and why we need to be aware of what's going on around us. I was reading a story where somebody had found knives or things buried in a sand volleyball court. In another place, there were spikes or something that were put in the ground in a dog park or something. And it's sad to think that there's so many different ways. And I bring this up because, you know, firearms just become a tool, just like anything else. We were just talking about those that, you know, the knife attacker at the St. Cloud Mall or people using trucks that, you know, the guns are the first thing people go after. But criminals, the criminal element and those that want to do us harm often become very creative. And it just means we need to be a little more vigilant.
Correct. It'd be... It's interesting to hear a far left, and let's face it, it is a far left argument of if we get rid of guns, then magically we'll be in a utopian society. Unfortunately, history doesn't play well with that. Archaeologists found the first edged offensive weapon in what's known as modern-day Turkey, dating back to about 5,000 years before Christ. So that's about 7,000 years ago that armed conflict has been documented on the planet. Mm-hmm. I don't know what we're going to do in our short lifetime to make up for 7,000 years of armed conflict. Now, we live in a relatively peaceful society, but that's mostly because we have the ability to protect ourselves. Whereas in some of the other countries where there's Paris 1, Paris 2, Brussels attack, a lot of the citizens over there are not given the rights or allowed to use the right of self-defense, which is very unique to the U.S.
Yeah. I was just watching a video. There's a story today. It's actually on Fox News. Hatchet-wielding thief backs down when store clerk pulls out a gun. And the interesting thing, so a man walks into a convenience store gas station with a hatchet to rob it. The clerk draws his weapon and calls 911. The robber then sets the hatchet down on the counter, slides it across to him, and, you know, ends up running. They're trying to identify him now. But then the store clerk ends up losing his job for defending himself. It's almost an upside-down world we live in.
It unfortunately is. I think there's some people that would like or determine that the only time you're allowed to protect yourself is after you've already been mortally wounded. Whereas this store clerk did exactly the right thing. They used the presence or the capability of force, but they, to my knowledge, in the story, they didn't actually shoot the suspect.
Yeah, and he rarely even point the firearm at the suspect. He draws it, and then, you know, he's obviously talking to him, engages him. The guy slides a hatchet across. The clerk picks up the phone, dials 911, and then the suspect gets on his knees, and then while he's on the phone, turns and runs, which is, you know, just fine with most of us, because anytime you don't have to, you know, fire a weapon, obviously the store clerk was very glad, but the store has a zero tolerance for firearms and ended up firing the guy.
And that's horrific, because what the story is saying is we'd much rather have one of our employees attacked and mauled by a hatchet than being able to lawfully defend themselves. By the way, and they didn't harm anyone else in the use of their self-defense tool.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the store clerk didn't harm anyone else. He just had the ability to stop that attack. And that's the unspoken part of this Second Amendment and the concealed carry or permit to carry movement that's around the country. And I think last time we checked, it's 11, 12 million permit to carry holders,
yeah,
which is pretty impressive. But the data on when they pull a firearm for self-defense and they don't have to use it, by use it, I mean discharge around towards the aggressor, nobody ever talks about that because the incident's over, right? It doesn't make news cycles because it's not glamorous.
Yeah, and sometimes can go unreported in a private citizen's life or something on the street. They may or may not even report that because the criminal certainly isn't going to.
Yeah, naturally, we found that criminals generally don't report when they get punked by a lawfully armed citizen that has the right to defend themselves.
Yeah.
So it is unfortunate. We wish that information would come out more, but this is a perfect example of a defensive position where there wasn't any shots fired.
Yeah. And that comes with, a lot of that, we always talk about that, being aware, but having the training, going above and beyond, are things that help you, help you through some of those situations and the stress and things that our law enforcement face. You are doing your best to make sure they are equipped and trained to handle any scenarios that come their way and do it in a way that is not only safe for the law enforcement, but for those of us as civilians, and in some instances, even for the aggressor.
Correct. I mean, I use the term, and I know we've chatted about this a bit, professional violence. Mm-hmm. It doesn't take much work to be just a randomly violent person. That doesn't take skill at all. Whereas law enforcement and the lawfully armed citizen, their goal is, if they need to use professional, directed, scaled violence towards an unjust attacker. And part of that, as with the store clerk, is not pressing that trigger if you can de-escalate it without using that deadly force.
Yeah.
It's never talked about on the far left, but unfortunately that's a reality of anybody who professionally carries a firearm.
Yeah. Well, as you say, with training comes peace of mind. Peter, thank you. If people want more information, archwaydefense.com. Just again, thank you for all that you do. Be safe out there, and I'm privileged to have you on the program, as always.
As always, thank you. And if anybody is following on Facebook or Instagram, we'll be doing another 30-day road tour between Minnesota and Florida training law enforcement. So make sure you check in with us on Instagram to see behind the scenes of our training program.
It's always fun. It's always informational, too. God bless you, Peter. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care.
You got it. There you go, Peter Johnson, Archway Defense. Hey, thanks for being with us here, the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Lee Michaels, privileged to sit in for the headliner, Mitch Berg, Brad Carlson, in tomorrow. Closing out the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Have a safe and enjoyable Memorial Day weekend. Remember those that have fallen and sacrificed so much that we enjoy what we have in this great country. God bless you, be safe, and God bless America.
Need a roof?
JTR Roofing.
Need siding?
JTR Roofing.
How about windows?
JTR Roofing.
The name's not big enough. It should be JTR Roofing, Siding, and Windows.
They'd rather have a name that's too small than a price that's too big. For a free estimate, go to roofwithjtr.com. That's roofwithjtr.com.
Picture this. Waking up and having your coffee, maybe taking some time to look over your investments, then having time to do anything you want. No traffic, no boss, and no work hassles. Why continue doing the same thing day after day when you can learn to live the life you want? Join us this week for a free investing class by dialing #250 on your cell phone. Use the keyword OTA. Again, that's #250, keyword OTA, or go to learnwithota.com.
Free offer contingent on subscription. Pay shipping and handling. Cancel anytime. Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free. When you text the word MASS to 797979, finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text MASS to 797979. Text MASS to 797979.
Does your office need a little TLC? Do you notice your bathrooms are a bit smelly? Are the surfaces in your break room a little sticky? And isn't that the same coffee spill on the floor and chili splatter in the microwave from weeks ago? If so, I've got the solution. Hi, I'm Tasha, owner of Forever Cleaning. We're family-owned and offer affordable, reliable office cleaning all over the Twin Cities metro area. So if your office is screaming for help, call me today. Let's get you scheduled for your free walkthrough so you can receive your free quote at 763-807-9817. If you mention this ad, you'll receive 15% off your first month of service. Again, call 763-807-9817. Or you can visit my website at forevercleaning.com. That's the number 4, EVRcleaning.com. Remember, Forever Cleaning is so thorough, you'll wonder if your mom snuck in overnight and cleaned.
Your first year of Christian school is half price through TwinCitiesTuitions.com. If you see public school as a negative influence on your child's faith, it's time to make a change. To find out more about our half-price Christian school tuition program, visit TwinCitiesTuitions.com.
AM 1280, The Patriot is...
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.